Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Here we go.
Here we are.
Hey. Smokes, it's always so loud. I guess that's the equivalent of action. Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Crisafulli Foo.
Here we go. This is episode 10. Double digits.
That's it, buddy.
Holy smokes. I feel like we should have had some food or some John Smith subs or something.
Hey, here you go.
So, episode number 10. Today is May 30th. Got a bunch of stuff to talk about. I don't see any problem with filling a full podcast today because we got quite a few things happening, have happened, about to happen. A couple goofy little things, couple little lists. I'm going to throw by you again.
Okay, all right.
And so we got we're going to roll with it, but we are not on live on Facebook today. I'm just recognizing all these wires and I'm missing one wire.
The wire from there to there. Can you find it? It's up to you. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
We'll fly on it. So we'll upload it a little quicker. Always something. It's always something.
Cut.
Cut. We're going to roll with it. We're going to roll with it.
Let's do it.
So let's see. Jeez. I guess we'll go around. We kind of always seem to really do some sort of a recap of the week in. I'm going to start here at CSN.
Okay.
The baseball team.
Yeah.
Coach Nick Garitano and his guys won the West Southwest region by beating South Mountain Community College about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Punched their ticket to the JUCO World Series in Grand Junction, Colorado. They were the, I believe, 11th seed. I want to say 11th, maybe 9th. Ninth seed, went in on day one and upset the number two team in the country.
Yeah, good for them.
Stumbled the next game, had a nice big fat lead, ninth inning. Other team went on a run, lost by a run, and just finished up, then won a big one. And then yesterday they lost their second of the double elimination. Lost to a very good, scrappy team. I think they're from Texas. I know their nickname were the Stingers because the PA guy kept saying, here come the Stingers. they get to sting you. I was like, oh, I like that mascot.
Yeah.
So they ended up fifth in the whole country.
Wow.
They took fifth place. The guys, they can flat out play.
Yeah,
baseball team
could
play.
Good team. Like you said, they were 9th through an 11th seed. I don't know how they figure that seeding out. Here's a team that won their regular season, conference. They were in the conference championship, right? Yeah. They won both of those, and good for them for making a run. And Garitano's done well with this team, man.
I'll tell you, he's a heck of a coach, and local TV did a good job covering local news. Did a good job covering CSN. and they interviewed Nick and a couple players after one of the games. And Nick said, man, this is the easiest job in America. Yeah. Like, I'm just a fan. He's like, you know, I coach when I coach, but in these games, I'm their hype guy. Like, and he's selling himself short a little bit there because, you know, he knows how to push the buttons. That one come from behind game, they played some small ball and bunted their way around, their runners. So, you know, obviously Nick knows baseball. He knows baseball.
He's old school, man. And, yeah, for sure.
So yeah, big for him. I'll see him on Monday. We have a staff retreat. And he'll be there, so I'm excited to see him. Always a big fan. Obviously, we're all big fans of each other here at CSN. So it was very cool to see them make a run, and it's an event that those young men will never forget. And we had a good amount of staff up there supporting them. So, fun day. And then we get to, since last week, the Celtics obviously clinched the Eastern Conference Championship.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna let you roll on this a little bit. We talked a little bit about this the other day, but you know, there's a lot of people out there just kind of poo-pooing what the Celtics have done, saying it's just the East, and they're only beating teams that have injuries. What say you?
That's all. How did the Pacers get there? Right, played a depleted Bucks team, played a depleted Knicks team.
Yep.
They got to the Celtics without Porzingis.
Right,
injuries happen. Every team has injuries.
They played a depleted Celtics.
They played a depleted Celtics team.
We didn't have one of our best
players. Right, and what are the, like I said about the Pacers beating Knicks? What are the Pacers supposed to do? Stop playing?
Right.
Because of the Knicks situation? What's the Celtics supposed to do? Stop playing the Pacers because of their situation?
Right.
Listen, Halliburton was there for Game 1 and 2, right?
Yeah.
Who won game one and two?
Celtics.
All right, there we go. So, you know what I mean? People are going to hate.
Yeah.
Okay, people are going to hate.
Celtics get a lot of hate. I don't know if it's the area. You know, obviously you get the Patriots and, you know, this. I get it. And we've been to the league championship two of the last 3 years.
Right.
You know, so I get it. And
you know who's saying that? Those are Lakers fans.
A lot of Lakers fans. I think there's a lot of fans in general. But I look at it like, again, we went the whole playoffs without arguably our second, third, I don't know where you put them, but third best player, right? And we went 12-2 in the East.
Yeah,
you're supposed to lose away games. Like, that's what Kevin Garnett was saying. Like, you kidding me? Like, they only lost two games, one of them at home. They only lost one road game to win the East.
Right.
12-2. I mean, it's pretty impressive to do when we were shorthanded, but everybody just likes to pick on them. I don't know. It's kind of weird, you know. It's a weird type of hate that Tatum and Brown get. It's like everybody respects their ability, but they just don't give them that love. Like, they're not edgy enough, or they're not like, you know, I don't know. What is it?
I can't pinpoint that either, Dan.
It's weird.
No, they might have the best 1-2 duo in basketball. I mean, arguably.
Arguably, sure.
Right? Of course.
I mean, everybody says Tatum's one and Brown's two, but guess what? Brown just won the most valuable player of the East. I mean,
right, of the East.
Who's to say who's the better player?
You know, and they beat a team two games in a row on the road that was 6-0 at home coming into that series. I don't know what else Boston has to do for people to stop hating. Yeah, I guess they're going to have to win it, but they'll find something to hate on with that too. They swept. They went to the Eastern Conference Final and swept.
12-2. What are you supposed?
I don't know what else they're supposed to do.
13-1, 14-0.
Exactly. And
if they went 14-0, people would still say they played depleted teams. Yeah. Again, Boston was depleted.
Yeah.
One of their highest output players of the year has still not played
playing. Still not playing. Yeah.
Hopefully, he's ready to go.
Yeah.
On the other side, we got to catch the game the other night, Game 4, where we saw Minnesota. I don't want to say pull the upset, but hold off the four-game sweep of elimination. Does that open the door for them now?
I'll tell you what, they win tonight.
Tonight.
Right? And then you got Game 6 in Dallas. A little bit of pressure's on Dallas, right? You would think, because now if you lose Game 6, Game 7's in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right? And there's never been...
No, other way around. Isn't tonight's Minnesota? Because Minnesota's the higher seed.
Right. This is Game 5, right?
Yeah, so
Game 6 would be in Dallas, right?
So yes. Oh, you're right.
You know
you're
what I'm saying?
Right.
Yep. So if Dallas, going into Game 6,
yes,
you don't want to go play on the road Game 7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Yeah.
It's a good matchup.
Listen, yeah, very good matchup, yeah.
Dallas had to fight back from a huge deficit to steal game two or three, whatever. Not steal, yeah. But I think a lot of teams are doing that. We talked about that. It's almost like the team that gets up early probably isn't going to win the game in the NBA playoffs. Very strange. Yeah. Not strange. I mean, I've been coaching long enough and been around sports long enough to know it's a game of runs, and you got to manage the runs. But it seems like the team that's behind has been coming back and winning quite a bit in the playoffs. But so let's put a projection out there. Who's going for the West? Who's going to go? Think Dallas is going to pull it out?
I think Dallas hangs on. I don't think they win tonight.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to lose four in a row.
No, I think Minnesota wins tonight, and then I do think Dallas wins game six, even though before the series started, I thought Minnesota in seven. But
Minnesota in seven is not crazy, man.
That would be the first that a team ever came back down 0-3, right?
It would. And I'm telling you, Minnesota's that team that doesn't – they're young and they're kind of – you know, they just – they play at a different mental state where I don't think they care about what's ever been done. Right. They just care about that game
that
in front
game,
of them.
Right, and they have to. They have and to think have that to. Way,
so
yeah.
I think they're just, I don't know, edgy enough to maybe pull that off. They might be. I'm with you. I think Dallas wins it.
First. Yeah.
I think Dallas might actually put it away tonight.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be Dallas-Boston. Of course, what a crazy setup that is you have Kyrie, who used to play in Boston.
Yes.
You got Porzingis, who used to play in Dallas. And I mean, there's all kinds of little avenues and different things if that's the matchup, which I'm pretty sure it will be.
Yeah.
But that'll be a heck of a final. And of course, pretty certain Boston will win, and I'd probably say, oh boy, I think it goes six, and they win on Dallas's home court.
There you go. I was going to say, no matter who they play, I think Boston in six.
Yeah,
that's what I.
So no matter who they play, if we're both saying in six, that means they're going to win it on the road.
Win it on the road.
That's the hard guess. I mean, what do we know? But it's been.
Or is the championship series at 2-3-2? When it comes to the championship series, or is it the NBA championship?
That's a great question.
I looked it up. But either way, I think they win it in six. You know, and Kyrie this year, right, basically kept the mouth shut. Just played, right?
Yep.
And deferred to Luka. This is Luka's team.
Yep.
And it was good to see. Say what you want to say about Kyrie, but as we were breaking bread the other night watching the game, right? Yeah. You know, over there at Giuseppe's, great food, by the way. How are those stuffed peppers, by the way?
Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, you were there. You've seen me eat them two or three times now. Giuseppe's is that North Durango?
South Durango.
South Durango, right off the 215. Giuseppe's bar and grill, more of a restaurant than a grill, I would say. It's an actual full-blown restaurant.
Out of Ohio.
Yeah. What'd you say?
They're family's from Ohio.
Ohio, okay. Yeah. We went there years ago, and do you remember what my go-to was before the stuffed peppers? Ooh. They don't have it anymore.
No, I know. I remember you saying it, but
they had made my mouth water right there. The best steak salad.
Yeah,
it was just
That's a
delicious salad with like the best cut of steak sliced up, and I got it like two or three times. I'm just one of the best meals I've ever had. And then on that third or fourth time, I was like, give me the steak salad. The guy's like,
I remember they're right. I remember that it was going off the menu.
So I was kind of like, man, it's always the way. You like something, then it goes away. Myself, Julie, and yourself, we ended up going back and ordered the stuffed peppers just as an appetizer. Oh, delicious. Yeah. There's
good
another
stuff.
Picture I got to add now underneath the blog. I got all these things I got to add. But very good. So you were saying we were bringing bread at Giuseppe's and watching.
Yeah, watching the game. And, the Minnesota does pull it out and win it. But, going back to Kyrie, say what you want to say about him. But this year, he did what he had to do. And to get to where he's at right now, or to get the team to where they're at.
Yep.
And I think Dallas gets to the finals. I don't see the comeback being down 0-3.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Yeah. But, it is 2-2-1-1-1.
For the NBA championship.
Yeah,
game six will be in Dallas.
Yeah, game six will be somewhere, either Dallas or Minnesota.
Or Minnesota. You're right. Or Minnesota, correct.
I mean, we still got a ways to go. That's crazy. You know, game seven, think about this. Today's May 30th.
Yeah.
Game seven, if it goes that far, is June 23rd.
Yeah,
okay. It's almost a month away. It's
three weeks away
from Game 7 if it goes that far.
If it goes that far, correct, yeah.
There's a good chance it could go Game 7, too, being Boston.
Oh, absolutely.
Then you throw everything out. I mean, home court helps dramatically. But
sure.
game sevens are, you know, yeah. As this, whatever the saying is, that it's the most exciting thing in sports is game seven. So yeah, that's what we got. This is just a general question for you.
Okay.
Hey, look who it is. We got a superstar.
Look who it is. Coming in with the shades on everything. Aaliyah, yeah. How are you?
Great. Aaliyah's doing great.
Sandwiches over there.
Sandwiches over there. We got John Smith sandwiches. Yeah. Aaliyah, for those of you who don't know, Aaliyah's on her way to college. I know we said that last week, but things change, you know, schedules change and all that stuff. So she's here and I think leaving tomorrow probably, huh? Maybe Sunday, Monday, who knows? Saturday's the first, yeah. Have to be there by
tomorrow. Well, as long as you get there before the first practice.
Yeah. Get there before the first game.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes, just a general question.
Okay.
No, there's no sport. Sports isn't even a thing.
Okay.
I want to hear the first name that comes to mind, and you can play the game too. When I say the word GOAT.
Ooh, why did Michael Jordan come to mind?
Michael Jordan. Two, yeah. Michael Jordans.
Wow, why did that come to mind?
Wow. Oh boy, here we go. Now I'm going to go a little bit more sports specific. This has got to be quick off the dome. Ready? Hockey, GOAT.
Wayne Gretzky.
That's pretty accurate. Baseball, GOAT.
Babe Ruth.
I mean, do we even have to do basketball?
You know, it's funny with basketball, and we've talked about it before. If I were to start my team, you know what I would start it with? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because, yeah, I got the big guy right off the, yeah, bat. But,
well, different but question, hear, though.
Because, you know, when you hear a GOAT, everybody talks Michael Jordan. But yeah. Yeah, sure.
How about Michael Jordan? How about Olympics? GOAT.
Olympics, Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis, yeah. See, I was thinking Michael Phelps, Carl Lewis. Carl Lewis came in my mind. Michael Phelps came in first. I'm with you with Jordan. I'm with you with Gretzky. Baseball, I it's hard to do it after you ask somebody else that question. Yeah. But how about, do you even follow NASCAR?
Oh, a little bit. I guess the first name that came to my mind was Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
I mean, I don't know. If I had to really think about it now, there's other names out there.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt.
Petty.
Richard Petty.
Yeah. But for some reason, Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon, right? How about men's tennis?
Men's tennis. I don't know why Nadal just came to my head right off the bat. Maybe because of what happened, he's out now. But
yeah, but I mean, undeniable. He's definitely in the conversation for sure. Yeah. Women's tennis.
Chris Everett, but I think there's better. That was just the first name that came to my head. It was Chris Everett.
The GOAT, huh?
Yeah.
What other sports am I missing?
Ooh, geez, we might have covered them all. Basketball, football, baseball, hockey. What did we say? Football?
Oh, football.
Jim Brown.
Yeah, see, I'm a Tom Brady guy. Soccer. I mean, Pele.
Soccer, Pele. There it is.
Pele.
Yeah,
Pele. It's got to be Pele.
Pele.
I mean, Ronaldo. What's the other dude there?
Messi.
Beckham. I mean, there's... Beckham, but Pele's.
Pele. You could say Pele paved the way in a way, right?
Beckham. Yeah. He was more of a draw than he was...
Yeah, of course.
Like an overwhelming talent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I know we kind of talked about... all right, not sports specific. GOAT of coaches.
No matter what sport, Don Shula football.
Don Shula, Miami Dolphins. Wow.
I almost said Coach K, but Don Shula. I almost said that. Coach but when it became all sports,
yeah,
Don Shula.
who do you think, if we were to ask 100 people,
yes,
the GOAT of coaches, any sport, who do you think gets, what's the top five answers you think you get? Do you think you get Phil Jackson? Do you think you get... do you think you get Geno? Do you think you get John Wooden?
I think you get Krzyzewski.
Yeah. Do you think you get, what's his name, Patriots?
I was just going to say Belichick.
Belichick?
Yep. Which I'm a Belichick guy. I like him. He was a defensive coordinator for the Giants when they won a couple of those Super Bowls.
What about down there in Alabama?
Yeah, Saban, sure. And probably Wooden, right?
Wooden, yeah.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson?
You might get, I don't know if everybody would say Phil, but you might get some that say Phil. Yeah. Yeah. What about Auerbach?
Red Auerbach.
You know?
Baseball, I mean,
Baseball, there's...
managers don't get as much publicity as other sport publicity. Yeah. You know, I mean, hockey, not, I mean, very little. Hockey, here, I couldn't even name you three
coaches. Well, a lot of these hockey coaches, they recycle these hockey coaches. Yeah, they go from one team to the next. Yeah. I mean, case in point with LaViolette coaching the Rangers. Or he was with the Islanders, Carolina, right?
The NBA is not far behind.
Yeah, that's true.
It's funny. When guys get fired in the NBA, like what's his name with the Cavs? I mean, just went to the playoffs. Yeah. He's going to get a raise by getting fired. Like, he's going to get a better job.
Right, exactly. You know? Funny how that works,
He's going to get more money.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny that... So that's the GOAT conversation. I feel like we're missing golf.
Golf, everybody would say Tiger, right? I mean.
Really?
Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus. I like Jack Nicklaus or Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
You know what I mean? That just.
The Golden Bear.
The Golden Bear or Arnie, Name the drink after him.
I named
him. Well, non-alcoholic drink, which is good, yeah. How about that? Yeah.
Julie loves, that's her drink, right? Is the Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
And every single time, I think you've been with us a couple of times, when she goes to order it, she calls it the wrong thing. Do you remember what she calls it?
What does she call it?
And I have to correct her every time. She said she orders a Tom Collins.
Oh, a Tom Collins. No, that's alcohol right there. That's an alcoholic drink.
I'm like, no, that's not what she wants. She wants an Arnold Palmer. And the server looks at me like,
How's the mix-up happening there?
I'm like, it's just a name. She gets the name confused. It's always Tom Collins.
At least she doesn't say a John Daly.
John Daly. Right? Oh,
so that drink there, you know.
I can't even imagine what's in that. I don't know what's in it.
That's the Arnold Palmer, but with vodka.
With vodka?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Right? It might be in your industry.
And I really don't even drink.
Yeah, isn't that
funny? Yeah.
What's the most ordered mixed drink?
Right now, it's been vodka soda, preferably Tito's. And Tito's soda with a lime. I hear that all the time.
Tito's soda and lime.
Yeah. Everybody knows what I basically do. But it's all good.
Yeah.
And it's all good. But
Did you know what he does? What his profession is? No. No, you don't.
Yeah.
He's a bartender.
Yeah, pours
the drinks. Yeah. I mean, he's done a lot in his life. Trust me. That's just where he currently is.
Yeah.
But that's pretty interesting. So what's the GOAT of all drinks?
The GOAT of all drinks. That's a good one. You know what has made a comeback is the old fashioned. And it's interesting because you got the younger kids coming up and ordering old fashioned. I'm looking at them. What do you know about an old fashioned?
Because
there was a commercial about Makers and an old fashioned, so it gets out, and that's what happens, right? Bailey's comes out, they come out with the commercial, now everybody's ordering Bailey's coffees, and they market it, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
But the GOAT of all drinks, now that's, ooh.
What's the GOAT of all beers?
GOAT of all beers.
I mean.
I'm going to tell you what's the hottest beer right now is Modelo. Modelo's past Bud Light, yes. Corona was up there, right? Yeah.
Your people.
Modelo's past Corona. It's past everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Past Bud Light and Budweiser and everything, yeah.
Yeah, wow, Modelo, wow.
Yeah.
I'll stick to my mango cart.
Yeah, there you go. I've never had one.
Haven't?
Never had one, no.
That's funny.
Miller Lite's good, too. I got to give a shout-out to my man, Steve, in Nebraska. Miller Lite, Steve. Where you at? Steve, Miller Lite.
Steve. Miller Lite.
Well, that's, you're talking about Nebraska, right? Mm. The bar that we go to over there, Clancy's.
Yep.
Right. I'll give a shout out to Barry, the manager,
and
Crystal, the bartender. But we go there and I'll have a Miller Lite with Steve over there. I don't drink much. And it's been Miller Lite lately when we go out, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we're at, the Miller Lite.
Oh, that's funny. All right, ready?
Yes.
We got a top 10 for you.
Yep.
Off the cuff. You ready? This is going to be a tough one. This is all time NBA.
Okay.
The 10 youngest players in NBA history to ever play.
Well, I think one played this year, Wembanyama, right? I haven't pronounced his name, right, Victor?
He is not on the list.
He's not on the list. Okay. Let's go Moses Malone.
Moses Malone is not on the list.
There's not two brothers. These are guys that came out of high school. Bill Willoughby?
He came out on the list.
To ever play in the NBA?
Yep, to ever play in the NBA.
Really? Well, these are guys that came out of high school that I just mentioned.
Right, yeah. Well, all these people came out of high school.
LeBron James?
LeBron James is not on the list.
Wow. Daryl Dawkins?
Daryl Dawkins is number 10.
He's number 10.
18 years and 8 months.
18 years.
So everybody is younger than that. So that's number 10. So everybody else is younger than that. So you got Daryl Dawkins.
Yeah, I might not get any of them now.
Listen, you're going to get a bunch of
them. I would have sworn those guys were already on there. Hey. Those are all. Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant's number 3. 18 years and 2 months.
Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett is not on the list.
He's not on. I see another guy that came in out of high school.
Just a little older, though. I mean,
wow.
Yeah. I'm saying you should. I believe you should get 1, 2, 3, at minimum 3 of these. You already have 2. You got to get half. You got to really think. And I might have to sprinkle some.
Yeah, you might have to.
Some hints your way.
Because I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. But
He just said that.
He said no.
He's not.
Really?
Oh.
Okay.
Top 10 youngest of all time?
Top 10 youngest all time players to play in the NBA.
What age do they have him playing at?
Okay.
All right, ready? I'm going to give you some. I'm going to give you some teams. Teams that drafted them. L.A. Lakers.
L.A. Lakers.
Center. See?
Man, I'm telling you, Dan. That's I'm already thrown off by what I missed.
So this is. I'll give you number one. I thought you'd maybe get this. The youngest player to ever play in the NBA was 18 months. On the dot. I mean, 18 years on a dot. 18 months. 18 months is pretty.
18 years on a dot. Okay.
That's a big baby. 18 years, 0 months, number one, Andrew Bynum.
Okay. Andrew Bynum. Straight
out of high school, right? All these people are straight out of high school.
Wow.
Number two, part of the fiasco in Indiana versus Detroit. Remember the big
The big melee.
Big melee. It was a pretty big part of it. Played for
Indiana. I know Ron Tess was in the middle of that.
Who was the center on that team?
Center on that team.
This is number two on the list.
Wow. I don't even know, man.
Jermaine O'Neal.
Oh, Jermaine O'Neal. He used to come through my work all the time.
Yeah.
How could I forget that? You're right. Yeah.
18 years, 1 month.
Yeah, he's another right. He's another one that came out of high school.
Yeah. let's see if I can give you the hints on this one. Got drafted by Detroit. Foreign player.
Oh, yeah. He was
big bust.
Yeah, he was drafted 2 behind LeBron.
Behind LeBron.
I forget the guy's name. You're right. Ahead of Melo, who went 3.
Yes, ahead of Melo.
Because if you realize this, if Melo would have got drafted 2nd by the Pistons, he would have went 3 years in a row, would have went high school champion, college champion, NBA champion, because the Pistons won that, Melo came out of Syracuse that year.
Yeah.
I forget.
He would have done more than this guy.
I forget the guy's name, to be honest with you.
Darko
Milicic? Yeah, right. Yeah, he was 2nd in that draft.
18 years, 3 months. Now, I'm not giving you number 5. I'm going to help you get it. I'm going to help you get it, but I'm not giving
you. He played for the Knicks?
This young man.
Yeah.
I don't think he played for the Knicks.
No, okay.
I'm going to say one team, and I think you'll get it right away. Toronto Raptors.
Toronto Raptors.
I might have to say a second name.
Yeah, no, I got to think of what the Raptors have done. Yeah, no, I need to.
Orlando Magic.
So he played for both of these teams. He played for both of these teams.
Played for both of these teams. Young, straight out of high school.
Yeah.
High flyer.
He was drafted by the Raptors?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Played with Vince Carter in the Toronto Raptors. Could jump almost as high.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. Seriously, yeah. I'm still thrown off by what I missed.
That's right.
I can't believe those guys were the youngest.
I'm going to go the name of a sandwich. I'm not giving you this one. We're going to get you there. Name of a sandwich at McDonald's.
Name of a sandwich at McDonald's.
Yep. What's their big? What's their sandwich? Burger.
Yeah, the burger's the burger's the Big Mac.
There you go. You got half the name.
See, I'm drawing such a blank. It's crazy right now.
I'm not giving.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So I'm going to die on this hill. You're getting this one. You got half his name in your
Mac.
Mouth. Yep. It's Mac.
Mac. Wait, I'm just drawing such a blank with the...
And then pick a letter. Any letter. A single letter. It's a single letter.
Yeah, we're playing Wheel of Fortune here. Yep, now we're Hangman. L.
A Mac. L Mac.
Oh, Tracy McGrady. Yeah, you're right. Tracy McGrady.
T Mac.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
Were those hints all right?
Yeah, those were very good.
Toronto,
yeah.
Orlando, yeah,
I just drew a blank on Tracy McGrady, yeah.
Cousins with Vince Carter, right? Aren't they?
Oh, are they? I believe they're cousins. I might have forgotten about that too, yeah.
Yeah, T-Mac's the one you should get. Yaroslav Korolev? You would have never got that. 18-5. Andreas Berdinas? He plays in the league now, I believe.
Is he? Yeah,
he's 18-6. CJ Miller?
I wouldn't have got that.
Wouldn't have got that, 18-7. And then the last one was Amir Johnson.
Okay.
He's 18-7 as well. So
wow. So all those guys I mentioned
are older than 18.
Like 19. They all came out of high school,
well,
too.
Well, Aaliyah thought she was being slick and came over here and showed me.
Kobe Bryant?
No, she showed me KG, who you had said.
Yeah.
And she's like, really? He's on the list. He's 19.
He was 19.
But you got to remember, some kids graduate high school. By the time the NBA season comes around,
that's
they're
19. True. It's another year. That's true.
Or
yeah.
Maybe they, either were held back, stayed back. Started school late.
That's a good list, though.
But everybody thinks like Sean Kemp. Well, Sean Kemp went to a JUCO first. So there's
there's
some of those guys. Moses Malone. This is the list. 18-8. Yeah, pretty interesting. Andrew Bynum, 18.
Yeah, I remember.
Old.
I did forget about
just
Andrew.
Just turned 18 and played in the NBA.
Yeah,
crazy.
Andrew Bynum. Yeah.
How old we're gonna have Aaliyah look this one up. How old is Victor Wembanyama?
I thought maybe he just turned.
But he's overseas.
He might have just turned 19 then. And see when his birthday. What his birthday?
Wemby, yeah.
See, oh, he's 20. So when did he turn 20, Aaliyah? Does it have his,
what's his
birthday on there? So he turned 20. Okay, I thought
but he's a rookie, right?
Right, he's a rookie, right?
That's the list. Wow. All right.
Anthony Edwards is young.
All right. 10 youngest players in NBA history. There we go. Who's the oldest current player?
Current player. Let me see here.
This is a list of one. We'll only list one. It's just a follow up.
Oldest current player. No, I don't think it's LeBron. I know LeBron's been in the league 20 years now. All right, he's been in the league 20 years. No, I don't think it's LeBron.
How old was Robert Parrish? He played till he was 41.
Parrish played a long time. Obviously, Jabbar played a long time. Oldest player. I don't know.
LeBron James.
Is it LeBron? Okay. Yeah. So he is the oldest.
So he was behind Udonis Haslam. And Udonis,
I think that's
retired.
Who I was trying to come up with was Haslam, and I just couldn't. Yeah, but you're right. Yeah. He didn't even play this year. You're right.
No, he retired. So,
okay,
yeah.
That's
LeBron
what I thought. Okay.
The oldest player.
LeBron's
in the
oldest,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's still doing 20 years, 21 years. Yeah.
Who's the oldest player in the NBA to retire?
I'll say Jabbar.
I don't.
Oh, I thought you looked that up.
Did you look it up? Is she looking up the answer?
Yeah.
Do you have the answer? Heat. Udonis Haslam.
Oh, so he played. He played longer 42. Than Jabbar. Okay, he 42? Was older than Jabbar. 43. Oh, wow. So he was 42 Holy when he retired. Smokes. Yeah, he was probably a year older than Jabbar when he retired.
Well, I think
okay.
yeah, because Jabbar was 42. I think Parrish was 41. You're going to get a lot. This the list of 41 is pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty yeah. long. Grandpa Waiters.
Yeah, Grandpa Waiters. Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Look that up, Aaliyah. Grandpa Waiters.
Waiters. Yeah.
Chicago
he
Bulls.
He played for the Bulls. Yeah.
World Be Free.
World Be Free. World Be Free played a long time. You're right. Yeah.
Long
yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Waiters. General knowledge question.
Yes.
How many miles is the Great Wall of China?
Oh, gosh.
This is just a guess, and we'll get a peanut gallery.
History was not.
Nah, listen, this is.
I need my uncle, the history major,
don't
for this one.
Don't you dare Google it. Grandpa.
How many miles is the Great Wall of China?
And just put Chicago Bulls, and it'll find it.
I'm going to embarrass myself here on this question.
That's what I just said. It's totally. It's a
the great
random
wall.
Question. It's a guess.
Great Wall of China.
Oh my God.
I don't know. 100 miles with the Great Wall of China. Grandfield. I think it's Grandfield Waiters.
What did you say, Grandfield?
I thought it was Grandfield Waiters. Some Grandfield. Grandfield Waiters.
Grandfield Waiters.
Grandfield Waiters. Yeah. Yeah, Waiters.
Grandfield Waiters. 6'11". Really? I don't remember him being that tall.
Oh yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
6'11".
He was the center.
25.
He was the center.
He was born in 1961, and he played all the way to 1986. So how do we do that math? Jeez. Oh boy. So
he
61, was, 71, 81, 90. Oh.
He was born in 61, played to 86. No, that's only, what, 25 years.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, hold on. He played.
Yeah.
87, 88. Wait a minute.
You're looking up the Great Wall of China earlier.
Don't. All right, what was your guess?
100 miles, I don't know.
So where's 100 miles get us from here?
From
Vegas?
Here? It gets us.
Let's get some perspective.
It'll get us.
Miles.
It'll get us to Green Valley and back, and
Green Valley.
Green
and back.
Valley
so
and back again.
Hendertucky and back.
And Green Valley again.
So Green Valley.
Yeah.
Green Valley back. Green Valley again.
Green Valley back. Green Valley back. Green Valley.
So okay. So a four a four-way trip. Is that 100 miles? Is that maybe Pahrump?
No. Oh, I don't know. No, I don't. I think Pahrump is shorter than that.
Look it up. We're looking it up live.
But I'll have a top five for you once we get this answer figured out here.
All right. Let's see. Well, we're gonna get this answer figured out. Aaliyah, don't you dare look it up. Yeah. So I have Pahrump at about 70, 75.
Yeah.
Yeah. So almost 100 miles. That's a pretty long wall.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's your guess? How long is the Great Wall of China? Do you know what the Great Wall of China is? Okay, how long do you think it is?
Oh,
Mike guessed 100 miles.
That's right.
You know, we're not on a show or anything. You think 100 miles is long? The Great Wall of China.
You got it up there, yep.
Yep. Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Just make a guess. Golly.
I don't remember.
See what I'm dealing with here?
I don't remember that.
Let's make a guess.
Eighty-five,
90. So just past Pahrump, wall from here to Pahrump. All right. Let's do this. How far is Las Vegas to? Where did you go to visit? Where's your buddy Steve live?
Omaha. It's about 1,500, 1,200.
Omaha.
To 1,200.
From Las Vegas to Omaha.
What's that, about 1,200, 1,500 miles?
Yeah, 1,200 miles.
1,200 miles.
So would that be crazy if that's how
oh,
long
wow.
the Great Wall of China was?
Yes.
Could you imagine if it was 12?
No.
Let's hear it.
Way too far.
1,200.
Seems too far, but.
Okay. How far is it from here to Cape Cod?
That's over 3,000 miles. So what you're telling me is it's longer than 3,000 miles. Is
I mean, you get my drift, right?
Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not going to do this.
Told you, embarrassed myself there. That's why I'm way off.
Listen, from here to Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, 2,700 miles. Think of how long of a wall that is from here across country. All right, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to go. Hold on, let me do the math here. I want you to go. I want you to build a wall from Las Vegas.
Yep.
To Cape Cod.
Oh, geez. How long is that going to take? Holy smoke. And come back how far? To Omaha?
And then go to Cape Cod again.
Oh, geez.
And then come back. And then go to Cape Cod again. And then come back. And then go to Cape Cod again. And then come back.
Really?
It's 13,000 miles. Yeah. You guys guessed 85 and 100?
Yeah.
It's 13,000
that's crazy. Yeah, right?
Miles.
Yeah.
The Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I got to go back to school. That's what I got to do on that.
Well, listen, you guys, when I first heard it, I'm like, I'm listening to the guy talk about it. I'm like, oh, I was thinking, I was like in the hundreds, you know, 200, 300, 500, something crazy.
Yeah.
And the guy guessed 1,000. He was like, you're not even close.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
isn't that unbelievable?
That is unbelievable. That's crazy. There's a history lesson for you guys right there.
How about that? 13,000 miles long at the Great Wall of China.
Yeah. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Holy smoke.
That has nothing to do with anything in life other than now we know.
Now we know. Yep. Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. You got the list.
The list. All right, we talked about music last week a little bit.
Yep.
And something, right? Your top five hip
Sam Kinison.
Hip hop.
Top five
hip hop artist groups, however you want to categorize it.
Okay.
Of all time.
Of all time.
And your list. Who would you go with? In any order, you don't have to go 1 to 5, 5 to 1.
All right,
whatever. Yep.
Artists or groups?
Yeah,
okay.
Either way.
Hip hop. So, for me, Tribe Called Quest is my favorite. I can listen to Tribe Called Quest 24 hours a day.
Okay.
Tribe Called Quest is
okay.
I will go in order. Actually, that's not, they're number one. Like they're number one.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to go order the rest. As far as the new music, I'm a big Drake fan.
You can do any era. Okay.
So I'm putting Drake in my top five.
Okay. Yep.
I'm going to say, and you know what's funny? I had this playing on a 10 this morning in my house. It was just me and the puppy, me and Kane, the Great Dane. And everybody was either at work, Julie's still in Hawaii. I was blasting DMX.
Yeah, DMX is solid. Yeah, he's up there. Yeah, yeah, sure.
So I got DMX. I got Drake.
Yep.
Tribe Called Quest is a no-brainer.
Yep.
For me, this is a personal one that won't be on a lot of people's list, but EPMD.
EPMD just is outside of my top five.
Yeah, EPMD's top five for me. And then, that last one's tough. I'm gonna throw out some names and see if I can grab one because I'm a big Public Enemy fan. I'm a big Beastie Boy fan. I'm a big original Run DMC fan.
Yeah,
I still am.
That's my number one right there.
Run DMC,
Kings of hip hop.
Yeah, Kings of hip hop for sure. I'm a big Tupac fan. I'm a big Jay-Z fan.
Biggie.
Big Biggie fan. Yeah.
Chuck D,
yep. I throw him in the Public Enemy.
Eminem
is...
Right, Eminem's good, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Eminem's amazing.
Yep. LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. I'm Lil Weezy, Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Lil Wayne fan.
How about NWA?
So, NWA, big NWA fan. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, man. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to, you know, you could even go down, you know, even on the female side. There's so many great female
Queen
rappers.
Queen Latifah. Yeah. Lauryn Hill. Yeah.
Lauryn Hill's amazing. Yeah.
Lil Kim.
Yep, Lil Kim was my favorite for so many years.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Videotaping me. I can see how she's holding the camera. Yeah, okay. So I gotta make a choice here. So wait a minute. I gotta get this right list. So Tribe Called Quest is
Salt and Pepper.
That's my number one. I gotta put Drake in because Drake's my favorite new age rapper.
Okay.
I said EPMD, I'm gonna stick by that.
Solid.
And who was my fourth? I said,
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, DMX.
DMX.
I like J. Cole, but he's not top five to me.
You know, you mentioned the Beastie Boys. You know, that License to Ill album was in the top 10 of all-time selling albums of any genre for the longest time.
Yeah, no, I believe
that License to Ill, that was top 10
for
so long. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, Beastie Boys. I think I'm going to go with your number one. I'm going to go Run-DMC.
Run-DMC, yeah.
They're timeless.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And Daryl McDaniels, DMC.
Yeah.
I met him, and I was telling him how Trent was Trent's nickname when he was little was Old School.
Right.
Because he just loved old school rap. He loved KRS-One. He loved, like, he just loved all that stuff. Loved Run-DMC. So I saw Daryl McDaniels, and I was sitting there having a conversation with him. I said, listen, my son loves you guys. Like, he's like, give me his email. This is before we had phones and stuff. Yeah. So I gave him his email, and he wrote Trent an email, and I still have it to this day.
Okay. Oh, that's like, awesome. Hey. Yeah.
He's like, stay cool, stay in school, blah, 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 all this stuff. Yeah. So I'll go Run-DMC. Let's hear it. Who you got?
I'm old school with this. And I like Run-DMC.
Yep.
LL Cool J.
Yep.
Around the way, girl. There you go.
I need it around the way, girl.
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys? Yeah. Yep. Nah, it's tough to not have them in.
Yep. I like Biggie. Yep. And I think I would go with Chuck D.
Chuck D.
How about Chuck D? Yeah.
Yeah, no. Public Enemies.
Public Enemy with Chuck D.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Currency?
Currency?
This girl I know, Tajay, she's an aspiring artist herself. I think she's got a song out there called But a Mammy. But she introduced me to, not personally introduced me to Currency, but Currency. Yeah. I guess she was in studio with Currency. But
I've never heard
of it. So I had to look him up. Yeah.
Nope, but, never heard of it.
I think, he may have been out several years now, but... Yeah, the lyrics, you gotta be careful who you're playing Currency
DMX,
around.
Lil Kim, I mean,
DMX, Lil Kim, but
that's where you're pretty safe with Run DMC. You were pretty safe. Tribe Called Quest, you were pretty safe.
Yeah,
LL Cool J, he had some moments there. Beastie Boys are all pretty good. Biggie's hit or miss, but playing around people. Chuck D was pretty good. Didn't really cuss a lot.
No.
He was more of a message rapper. Yeah. You know, his raps came with message. Yeah, it's a good list, man. You know, it's like we talked about, I can't remember when we were doing coaches.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard to limit yourself to five. Like, top five
it's
is
tough.
And I listen, if you said 10, I'd be like, I got somebody at 11, 12 I couldn't put in. Music, for me, music is a massive, huge, huge, huge part of my life. It has been. I think in the world of rap and hip hop, in my opinion, revolves so much around basketball and the rhythm of the game and the rhythm of the beats and of course, just good hype music. Even to this day with our student athletes here, there's certain songs that they get fired up, but there's so many old school songs that I put on. They're like,
they all know them.
Leah Mitchell. Her parents must play a lot of old school music at home because she knows all the old school songs, all of them, all the old rap songs.
Yeah, there's so many back in our era in the 80s. You know, forgot about Boogie Down Production.
Yeah, BDP.
KRS-One.
KRS-One's my guy.
Grandmaster Flash, right, and the Furious Five.
Listen, KRS-One.
Yeah.
I just watched, this kind of might even be like a little bit of a coach's corner.
Yeah, there you go.
So KRS-One was talking about this, and he was talking about how old people need to listen to young people to be at a higher speed with other old people. And then he said, young people need to listen to and interact with old people in order to be at a higher level with other young people. And what he was saying is that if you're an old person, if you're a young person and you just hang around young people, you're going to be limited in your knowledge. Yeah. But if you let the knowledge of the old people also come in along with what you know as a young person, that's going to put you at a different speed with other young people. Yeah. And he said, flip it around. If you're an old person and you get knowledge from some of these younger people, you're not only going to have the knowledge that you have, but now you're going to have this new knowledge that, and we were just talking about that with technology.
Yeah, exactly.
But I just saw that probably an hour before you came here. I was sitting here listening to KRS-One, not rap, but just philosophizing. My Philosophy was one of his number one records.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's I think it's pretty, I think I found a lot of truth to that. And obviously in the world I live in, I'm around 18 to 22 year olds, 300 days a year, 360 days a year, that you got to be open to learning what they're doing. And and it helps you, like he said, it helps you excel or be above speed with your own age group. I thought that was pretty interesting, but that was KRS-One.
I know, growing up, you know, having a younger brother, Derek kept me young, and my niece Alyssa keeps me young, keeps up to date what's going on.
Isn't that crazy?
With the younger generation. And growing up, I did like to always talk to older people, pick their brain, listen to their stories, and learn. I used to do that a lot too. I liked to doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you says, and it's just, you learn, you learn a lot that way.
Julie said that she, her mom, when Julie was little, her mom worked at a retirement home. And she used to have to bring Julie to work. And she said, Julie said, I just became infatuated with older people.
Absolutely.
Because I'd listen to their stories. Yep. And then as we got older and had older family members, I remember one friend of ours, Ann Gellemine, who passed away probably maybe, I don't know, 7 years ago. And my aunt Ellen, Julie thought this as well. She's like, I just tried to pick their brain as much as I could, because once they're gone, all those memories are gone. Yeah. Like they're gone. It's gone. Yeah, like you can't, can't get it out of them anymore. And as you get a little bit older, you start thinking about that with family history, and you know, as generations pass, that information's gone.
It's gone.
And isn't that crazy?
And that's why I don't mind hearing the same stories over and over from mom and dad and uncle, or so, you know, or whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy all those stories all the time they're told.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah.
So here's my, that's not going to be my coach's corner. Here's my coach's corner.
Yes, yes.
I heard a story the other day. 99% of my coach's corners come from something else that I heard.
Okay.
Just a matter of, I like the message, so I'm gonna use it.
Okay.
It's a story about crows and eagles, and how crows are really the only birds that mess with eagles. No other birds mess with eagles. They pick at them, and they actually said that eagles will be flying in the air, and a crow will actually come up and attach itself to its back and peck its neck.
Mm.
And the eagle doesn't do anything, doesn't panic, doesn't worry about it. It's getting pecked in the neck by this crow. All the eagle does is spread its wings and fly a little higher, fly a higher altitude and keep going and keep going. It doesn't panic by this burden on its back, right?
It
just keeps flying higher. And eagles can sustain higher altitudes. It goes so high that the crow can't.
And it knows that.
And it knows it, and it either has to let go
or
it falls off because it passes out from the altitude. Wow. So the whole point of that story was, don't be burdened by that, what's heavy on your back and pecking your neck. That little small thing, you just put your wings out and keep going higher.
Keep flying higher.
Let those negative things just fall off as you continue to climb high. Don't come down to their level. Don't do things that would put you at the crow's level. Soar higher and let the crows fall off.
Wow, that's strong, Dan.
How about that?
That's strong, yeah. I like that.
Put it in the books.
Yeah, put that in the books, no doubt. Yeah.
Did you hear that one, Aaliyah?
Take that with you Aaliyah. Take that with you. Yeah.
Put it in. Boom.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
13,000 miles. That's insane.
It is insane.
13,000 miles.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
Obviously, there was no way I was coming up with that one.
Yeah, we're talking about going to Henderson. I'm sitting here going, oh, we could go to Afghanistan, I think. I don't even know. I mean, how far is 13? Let's listen.
Oh, my
Las
goodness.
Las Vegas. Yeah. I'm going to say, like, Ecuador. How far is...
Oh, yeah. You're right. You talked about going to Cape Cod, man. That's going to Cape Cod and back. Cape Cod and back, and then back to Cape Cod, yeah. Oh,
a couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no route. There's no trek route to Ecuador, unfortunately. Yeah. But, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, good. Good questions. I like that. Yeah.
We have... No. Oh, okay. We just got an update. We got a live update on the podcast about when Ali is leaving. Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Yeah. So Jordan leaves. Little update. Jordan left or is leaving tonight.
Tonight. Okay.
She is not coming by. Her flight is actually in a little bit. So she did her.
Okay.
She did her her drop off yesterday. She came by and said bye. And then Leah's leaving apparently Saturday. And Paige leaves in August. And KB leaves in a couple weeks, I think. So we still got some good open runs coming up here. We got one tonight. Players are starting to file in. Our roster's getting closer and closer to being locked in for next year.
Yeah,
Got some great kids, some great academic kids, some great basketball players. And excited to see where this season goes in this summer training and all the fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you got this week? Anything fun?
Nah. Again, nothing. No, nothing.
Oh, I mean, did we talk? I know I joked in the beginning. Did we talk about the John Smith subs that you brought in?
John Smith subs. That was on the list of top five fast food places.
It was.
Places.
Yep.
Aaliyah's getting into it right now. She's getting into something over there.
Some strawberry shortcake. Strawberry shortcake. That's what she's getting into.
She had Porta subs.
Yeah, and we kind of compared that a little bit. Porta subs.
We got it.
Yeah, it's a really good food. This John Smith's, I think we talked about it in the past episode. I think I had it once in like an Uber Eats deal, but I can't 100% say that I did. But that sub that you brought in today, what was it called with all the meats?
That was the triple decker. That was the triple something. Yeah.
It had a whole bunch of everything.
Meats, roast the provolone beets, cheese.
And,
yeah,
it had it all. Yeah. That sub was huge. I mean, massive.
Yeah.
And I only ate about half of it. So, good food this week. We're pretty close to adding a third mic and a third chair over here and starting to get some guests in, change the dynamic up. I think we've kind of found our groove here. So episode 10 is coming to an end. This week we have, for me, I have a little bit of a professional retreat with the CSN executive staff and athletics. And we're going to actually have it at Topgolf. All the assistant coaches come and all the head coaches. We spend the day at Topgolf. They have some meeting spaces and then hit the balls around and
sounds like
jump
a good
in the
time.
Pool and all that stuff. Yeah. So make it an actual retreat and then some summer workouts start and away we go. June, July, and August 5th, it all circles back.
Circles back.
Aaliyah's birthday is the 6th.
Sixth. Well, happy birthday, Aaliyah. Now, was Aaliyah technically our first guest that day she had her award? Remember that?
She might have been. Coach Mike actually came in, but he didn't take the chair.
He didn't take the chair. Yeah, but I think that might have been after Aaliyah, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Officially the first guest. Well, that'll do it. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. The Dudu and Foo Show, and we'll have some updates in the NBA playoffs next week.
Yes.
And we'll have some other random facts of like how many, I don't know, how many scales does a bluefish have or something crazy. And we'll be way off. Brush up on your history. I don't think we were taught how long the Great Wall of China was. I just think we were taught it was long. But anyway, 13,000 miles. Keep that in check. And maybe we'll play maybe next week we'll play some Chuck D or some EPMD next week.
Or even Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow.
Basketball. I'm going to play that for Alyssa. I'm thinking of my niece right over Leah after we get off the air.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes, thank you.
We will see you next week.
See you next week.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.